So we designed that vehicle that pulls the sprayer custom made for our cups, which has a very narrow row spacing. And so the vehicle that we chose was a 48-inch wide golf cart, secondhand. And we retrofitted it with all the right equipment to make it semi-autonomous. Namely, the steering wheel was replaced with a stepper motor, and then computers on board, a rear-facing and a front-facing camera for guidance and navigation. And we mostly use it with a remote steering or first-person vision system. And they call them first-person vision because you sit behind some computer screens with a steering apparatus remotely, and you can drive it. It's basically a drone. That's why we call it a drone. And anyway, the good thing about this as a spray hauling vehicle is that it allows the driver to be far removed from any chemical sprays. The driver is sitting inside a room with air conditioning and totally safe, and the sprayer is out there without the driver sitting on it, obviously. And it's about the safest you can get as far as a spray operator, because cab enclosed tractors have leakage of chemical gases and sprays towards the operator. So it's safety was part of it, but also we wanted to ultimately make it fully autonomous so that it can drive itself and be a labor saving device. So and it can be used for other things too, other than spraying. But spraying is our main purpose. I would say it's safe to use as an automated or semi-automated assistant for harvesting also. We do have trailers hooked to it right now with a bin for carrying fruit with it. The golf car is amazingly powerful. It can carry 3 fully loaded bins, which would be about 3,000 pounds with 3 trailers. And it does that quite comfortably. And it's an electric golf car. And you can get more powerful versions than this. So.
Do you think there's potential application in a commercial grove of a vehicle of this sort?
Definitely on a commercial grove of this type, which is there are commercial groves that are being built according to this type of plan, which is the cups, the citrus under protective screen. The trend when you want to protect your trees in this fashion from psyllids and HLB disease is that you want to plant many trees per acre, so you end up with narrow rows, and so the need for this type of vehicle does arise. We've had quite a lot of interest from commercial growers that would like to have a semi-autonomous drone vehicle.
For commercial growers that are not growing in cups, or just for the cups ones?
It's almost entirely been from, I think in Florida, it's all been from cups growers. And there's been one grower from Texas that was not cups grower, that was outdoors growing.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.